This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's Middle East trip continued Tuesday in Egypt, where he met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and top diplomats, mediating talks between Israel and Hamas in the latest effort to broker a ceasefire. Following Monday's meetings in Israel that included 3 hours with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Blinken said Israel has accepted a proposal to bridge differences, holding up a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza.
He confirmed to me that Israel accepts the bridging proposal, that he supports it. It's now incumbent on Hamas to do the same. And then the parties, with the help of the mediators, the United States, Egypt, and Qatar, have to come together and complete the process of reaching clear understandings about how they'll implement the commitments that they've made under this agreement.
Blinken's latest mission to the Middle East is his ninth since the war in Gaza began more than 10 months ago. He did not say whether the bridging proposal addressed the concerns cited by Hamas. The Israeli military, meanwhile, says it recovered the bodies of 6 hostages taken in Hamas's October 7th attack that started the war in Gaza. The recovery of the hostages' bodies is a blow to Hamas, which hopes to exchange the captives for Palestinian prisoners. Russian authorities are struggling to put out a massive fire in the southern Rostov region for a third day after an oil depot was hit by Ukrainian drones. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the daring Kursk incursion has allowed his army to capture a significant number of prisoners who could be used in exchange for captured Ukrainians, expanding on Kyiv's objectives. A day earlier, he said Ukraine sought to create a buffer zone that might prevent further attacks by Moscow across the border, especially with long-range artillery, missiles, and glide bombs. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. As the Democratic Party's national convention got underway Monday night in Chicago, the party's nominee, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, not expected to appear until later in the week, made a surprise appearance, as AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As a video featuring Beyoncé played, a roar reminiscent of the Michael Jordan-era Bulls rang through Chicago's United Center. A smiling Harris took the stage before President Biden's keynote speech.
Joe, thank you for your historic leadership, for your lifetime of service to our nation, and for all you will continue to do. We are forever grateful to you.
The vice president will formally address the convention Thursday while accepting the Democratic nomination. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The World Health Organization's top European official stressed Tuesday, regardless of whether it was the old or new strain, that Mpox is not the new COVID, as authorities know how to control its spread. Last week, the UN Health Agency declared Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, a public health emergency of international concern, as a new strain of the virus, known as Clade 1B, seemed to spread more easily through casual contact. But during a media briefing on Tuesday, WHO European Regional Director Hans Kluge said this is not a new pandemic because health officials know how to control it. He said it's just a matter of officials making the right decisions.
We can and must tackle Mpox together across regions and continents. So will we choose to put the systems in place to control and eliminate Mpox globally, or we will enter another cycle of panic and then neglect? How we respond now and in the years to come will prove a critical test for Europe and the world.
Mpox, a viral infection that causes pus-filled lesions and flu-like symptoms, is usually mild, but it can kill. With inflation down to its lowest point in 3 years and unemployment ticking up, the U.S. economy has cooled to the point where the U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, is expected to lower interest rates from their current 23-year high at its next meeting. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell could provide some hint about how fast officials could cut rates in his high-profile speech on Friday at the Fed's annual conference of central bankers in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Powell will likely indicate that the Fed has grown more confident that inflation is headed back to its 2% target, but few economists think Fed officials are ready to declare that the job is done. Some experts predict a half-point rate cut in September and another half-point cut in November. Some Wall Street traders expect quarter-point cuts in September, November, and December. Donna Water, Washington.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.